It won't be just that one sergeant on trial. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The as-yet-unnamed soldier who opened up on 16 civilians in Afghanistan is being represented by Seattle attorney John Henry Brown, who's actually defended a suspect in a massacre before, Benjamin Ng, one of three men accused of executing 13 people in a Seattle gambling club in 1983. Got him off with life in prison. But in this case, he'll find himself dealing with the military justice system, which he says is already leaking inaccurate information, saying his client's marriage was in trouble, implying there was domestic violence. Untrue, he says. I asked him why they'd say that. Why would they leak inaccurate information?
I think that there's going to be an effort to characterize my client as some sort of a rogue soldier, taking the focus off the fact that there's probably a lot of people with PTSD and other things, perhaps.
And will this end up putting the war itself on trial?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I've for some time questioned why we're involved in the longest war in history in Afghanistan, and I often wonder, I mean, how would you like to be the mother and father of the last person killed in Afghanistan? If there is a dialogue that comes out of this about being there and why we should be there, then I certainly wouldn't be opposed to that. That's completely different than representing my client.
And that's his job, to protect the rights of his client. But for an attorney who's handled a lot of high-profile cases, it doesn't get any bigger. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.